You're listening to the 200th episode of Archer Radio.
This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com, and that's right, this is the 200th episode of Archer Radio. It also happens to be the one-year anniversary of Archer Radio. On April 20th, 2005, Archer Radio began, and it's been a year, and this is the 200th show, so hopefully you'll enjoy it. I want to say that at the end of the show, I have about 14 people who have sent in well wishes and congratulations in the form of audio comments, so I will be playing those all at the end of the show. If you're looking for yours, keep listening and you will hear it at the end of the show. We're going to start out tonight by calling Mr. Boyfriend, the boyfriend, and having him on the 200th show. You haven't heard from him in quite a while, so we're going to catch up with him. So let me get to Skype and call him, and we'll see what he's up to. Hopefully we will be able to connect with him and talk with him. Oh, and it's ringing.
Hello.
Hey, sweetie, it's Archer.
How are you?
Just fine. How are you?
I'm good.
Very
happy
good.
Happy 200th anniversary.
Thank you very much.
How does it feel to be 200 years old?
I'm not 200 years old. The show is 200 episodes old.
Oh, well, isn't it kind of the same thing? It's your bicentennial.
I guess that's true, yeah.
Yeah.
So how are you?
I'm fine. I had a lovely spring day.
What did you do?
Well, I went jogging, and then I went up to the Bishop's Garden with, I made a dinner with wilted greens, and I chopped some red peppers, and I had some piece of chorizo sausage and some crackers, and I brought a book and enjoyed the beautiful afternoon.
Oh, very good. That sounds like a really nice day.
It was a very nice day.
So how was your flight back from New Orleans yesterday, or Monday, I should say?
Oh, it was very nice. It was, the plane wasn't too crowded, and I know I had a direct flight, so I didn't have any layovers, and, it was after, it was like around, I would say, between 9 and 9:30 when I got home. And of course, I had to go back to work the next day, so I've been playing catch-up with mail and unpacking and all of that, but the flight back was fine.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that. Well, as you know, I just had to have you on the 200th show, so I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Because you've been on the podcast since the very second episode, if I remember correctly. Do you remember that?
No.
No, you don't remember that.
Well, I don't remember if it was the second or the third. So, I don't remember the particular show.
I actually don't remember either. I'm going to be digging in the archives and playing a couple, examples of the show from the year past. But anyway, do you have a favorite episode, whether it's with you on it or not?
Oh, my. Well, I like the little podcast. Well, I say little because I think we just did clips from iTunes about these stupid songs from I don't know, what were we doing? Like the 60s and...
Yes.
And I like that one because we were just cutting up and having fun. But I don't think... I think that was one of the least... it didn't get any comments or anything, but I thought it was a very clever show. Because we had all these clips, put together and we were clowning around. And you pretended that you climbed up on your desk and you were dancing like Nancy Sinatra with your hot pants and your beehive hairdo. And
well, now I wasn't.
And you really were.
I was going to say I wasn't pretending.
I know. We worked a long time on your hair, too.
We did. We should have taken a picture that evening.
Yeah, but I thought that was fun.
So what do you think I should do? Do you think I should keep on podcasting?
I think you should. I think your fans appreciate your show, and they will be disappointed if you didn't go for number 300.
Oh, 300. That's a whole nother year. Can you stand it?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
As long as I get the royalties from your books and
movie deals?
Yeah, you know, your movies and all of that, I think I should get some royalties. What do you think?
Oh, well, you know you will. Absolutely, you'll get it some. When the offers start coming in, I'll let you know.
Well, you know, because it all started, you know, I was a struggling model. And then, you know, I gave my body for your artistic pleasures. And so I think, you know, all of that needs to be included in our contract negotiations.
Absolutely, I agree. Now, here's another question for you. Do you think we should change anything on the show or take the show in a different direction for the next 100 episodes?
Well, I think your loyal fans appreciate your, you know, your low-key, there's no shtick or routines or, you know, alter egos involved. And so I think your fans appreciate the everyday. You know, I think you had a show one time where you had to answer a question from a young man who was kind of disenchanted with the gay subculture, and it all seemed campy. And you remember that one?
Yes, that was just last week.
I think you are the answer to his concerns. That, you know, there are those of us out there who are just everyday guys who get up, we go to work, we watch the news, we're aware, we're concerned about other issues than, you know, what color our wigs are, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I think you should continue. But I think your Skype calls, like I was listening to them with Homer, that was very interesting. But now that you have some regular listeners in other parts of the world, it might be another step in making contacts with some of your international listeners, maybe.
I completely agree, and you know what? That's actually one of my ideas. Now that I have this call out ability on Skype, I was thinking about calling listeners and having chats with listeners. Because you know, we have no problem talking to other podcasters, but listeners, we've had very few. So,
right. That
could be an idea.
Yeah.
Very good.
So you have that international flavor, because we know that really you are international.
I am international.
Well, we've talked about your Asian heritage.
Oh, my Asian heritage, yes, of course.
Well, and now that you've been down to New Orleans and you've had gumbo and...
You know, did you see the comment from Homer, gumbo juice?
Well, yes, we can't go too far with your experimentation. It was liquid. It was like gravy because you had picked out all the seafood in it.
Yes.
And you had it with tons of rice.
That's true.
Lots of rice. But it was a very small baby step forward.
It was, and so was the... what did I have? The crawfish.
You had one crawfish.
One crawfish, that's right. Well, now, this would not be a podcast with you if we didn't talk just a brief minute about politics. There were some big shakeups at the White House. What do you think of the changes that happened?
Well, you know, you can put lipstick on the pig, but it's still a pig.
That's perfect.
What's the deal? I mean, these aren't the... Scott McClellan, I mean, who cares? Like the propaganda minister for the Fuhrer. I mean, who are the folks who really have to go? I mean, the scary people, Dick Cheney, Donald Rumsfeld, Condi Rice. I mean, those are the ones who really need to leave before we're in... I mean, it should be unsettling that Donald Rumsfeld is going ahead, the Pentagon is going ahead with plans to test smaller nuclear warheads that have these bunker-busting capabilities.
Yes.
What are we going to do with those? What do you think is going to happen with those? And I think Homer's right. I was listening to the show with Homer. It's time for another war. Only, you know, I hate to say it, but maybe that's what they need to do, because I think the American people are done. Because what kind of a war can he wage with no military? I mean, where is he going to get the manpower?
Well, it would have it would just have to be, like you've mentioned before, strictly a bombing kind of war, no land-based troops involved.
Yeah, well, let him punch his fist in that hornet's nest, because Iran has powerful friends like Russia.
That's true.
Who also has nuclear weapons. I mean, it's theater of the absurd, and it's dangerous. So, you know, he can change folks like Scott McClellan. They're not the ones who have us on the edge of our seats. You know, who's going to hire? I mean, another spokesperson who's going to be the mouthpiece for Dick Cheney and stupid George Bush, who says he's the decider. Is that even a word?
I don't know.
He said, well, you heard that.
He was the decider.
He's the decider.
Yes.
I think he needs to buy himself a dictionary.
I was just going to say, and that would be, you know, par for the course with his vocabulary.
Yeah, well, you know, as a colleague of mine said, it's nice to think we have 2.5 more years of these folks, but the scary part is we have 2.5 more years of these people.
Exactly.
And I'm just wondering what it's going to take. And I think, let's say that the course, you know, continues along war with Iran. Where are we going to get the manpower? It looks like we have to consider a draft. Oh, there goes the gas prices. It's now $3.50 a gallon. You know, Linda and Bob out in the exurbs can't fuel the SUV. Little Courtney can't turn on a computer without, you know, ratcheting up the electricity bills. I mean, here's where the shit's going to hit the fan, because look at the immigration flaw that they've created. I mean, you know, who's cleaning Elaine and Steve's pool out in Manassas? I mean, let's face it. I mean, these are issues that, you know, do the folks out in, you know, where we drive around, we see these McMansions, we see who the gardeners are, we see them getting off the trucks, we know where they're from. Are they concerned about the welfare of immigrants, or are they concerned about who's going to do the lawn work? Are they concerned about Iraqis being blown up to smithereens, or are they concerned about the price of gas? I mean, it's the basic necessities for the American people. You talked about the hurricane. I mean, I think Holm was right. It's kind of off the radar screen now. Who cares that a single black mother got blown to smithereens by our Category 4 hurricane? It's, you know, Katrina caused the gas prices to go up to $3, you know, a gallon.
Yeah.
I think when the average American feels the squeeze and it's their little Biff and Muffy going off to these wars, or they can't, you know, back the big Hummer out the big McMansion garage, I think here's when even what's left of his base is going to get turned off. They simply can't afford this regime anymore.
I agree. I think you're right.
Well, maybe that's pessimistic on my part, but, you know, Karl Rove is a disciple, and he has said this on numerous occasions, Machiavelli's The Prince.
Yeah.
He wrote back in 1415, human beings are concerned with themselves, their own well-being, and their loyalties are fickle, and, you know, when all of these issues really hit home for the masses, that's when there's trouble afoot. So, you know.
Yeah. Well, I didn't want to get that much into the... I didn't want to get that much into the politics, but thank you so much.
Well, you know,
yeah.
You ask me these questions, and my history teacher has to
come out, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, listen, sweetie, I'm going to let you go, because I didn't want to keep you very long, but I wanted to make sure that I got you on the 200th episode, because you're such an integral part of the podcast, and people love you. So I want to thank you for a year of wonderful podcasts, and hope that we can create many, many more.
Well, I think we need to create many more, and I think by the time we hit show number 300, you will have eaten a vast array of foods, including fruits and vegetables.
Well, time will tell, won't it?
Yes, and I have the smothered greens all ready for you to eat.
Yum, yum, yum. Well, yeah. Listen, sweetie, I will see you this weekend.
Okay.
Thank you again, and as we end with our emails, cyber love, kisses, and snuggles.
Cyber love, kisses, and snuggles to you too.
Thanks, sweetie. I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
So that was our nice conversation with the boyfriend. We had to have him on the 200th episode. Well, now we are going to look into Skype and see who is on to chat with. And if not, while we're waiting, I have things to talk about. So let's just take a look and see who's on Skype. As I see, there's nobody on Skype. So while we're waiting for anybody to show up on Skype, oh my goodness, excuse me, I just burped. I'm going to talk a little bit about this podcasting thing and where I think it's going and stuff. And if I think about it just in general, a year ago when I started on April 20th, I think there were only like four other podcasts that I was listening to. Of course, I was listening to Madge on Yeast Radio. I was listening to Fausto and Mark on Feast of Fools. I was listening to Wanda Wisdom. And I think at the exact same time I started, Mr. Poos started. And at the time, I think there might have been the Urban Family Night. But they don't put podcasts anymore. At least they haven't for the last couple of months. But here's the interesting part. I still listen to all of those people. Believe it or not, even with the infamous Archer trashing on Eat This Hot Show from Fausto, I still listen to his show. Well, at least I wasn't there for a while, but I got back to listening to it. And I'm still listening to it now. And of course, there's been so many podcasts added since that time. The interesting thing, though, is how many of us have stuck around and made it to show 200 or even to the first year, 1 year anniversary. And I can only think of three. Of course, Fausto and Mark, Wanda Wisdom, and Madge from Yeast Radio. I don't know of anybody, any other queer podcasters who have made it to episode 200 or even to the 1 year anniversary. So I think that's a pretty strong statement that we've stuck around, and the listeners have pretty much stuck around too. I think when I started out, I had very few listeners, and then when iTunes came on, I got some more listeners, and basically, Archer Radio hovers around about 100 to 120 listeners a day, and it's been pretty consistent for months and months and months now, so I think people are still listening. Of course, people always want to increase their listenership, and it doesn't really bother me if I increase my listenership or not. I just really still enjoy doing podcasts and talking about whatever the hell is going on in my day or whatever I want to bitch about or politics and so forth. So, you know, I just like doing podcasting, so I plan to continue to do it. Now, at the same time, of course, there are things that I want to do that, you know, that are different or whatever. Like, in the past, I've done the Guess the Movie and then Guess the Theme Song, sitcom theme song, and I haven't done that in a while. I don't know if I'll keep doing that or not. But, so there are different things, you know, the to-do, and I mentioned it when I was talking to the boyfriend, that what I would really like to do now is I would like to have a segment or whatever where I call the listeners. Now, I have the ability now to do calls out of Skype, so Skype out or whatever, so I can call a regular phone number and talk to listeners. So if you are listening and you would like to be one of the calls that Archer Radio makes and has a conversation with Archer, all you have to do is email me your phone number and we can just set up a time that's best for both of us and we can record a show and have the listeners be on the show. I know I've done that before by having the call-in shows with Skype, and we've talked to Beth and Mark from Remarkable Palette Podcast. We've talked to Micah Perry. Oh my gosh, I'm going to forget somebody I know. But we've done these conversations before with people, but I'd like to, you know, reach out to the other listeners who either don't have Skype or just haven't gotten up the nerve to contact Archer Radio and let you know that I'm interested in talking to you and finding out about your lives just as much as you're hearing about mine. So if you really want to participate in that, please send me your phone number and I will give you a call. You know, we'll set up a time to call. So that's one thing I would like to do, but I want to keep doing the other things. I still want to talk about politics from time to time. I still want to talk about wine with the boyfriend because we do that so well. And of course, tell you what we're doing, going on in our lives together. Because he's been here since day one, since I decided to do this, because we were dating for a couple of months before I even started podcasting. So he definitely is going to be an integral part of the podcast in the future. And now that we have this Skype out ability, I might have him on more shows. So, so that's what I have going on, you know, in my head for the future of Archer Radio. You know, what I wanted to do now was take a look back in the vault, because as you know, or you should know, all of the podcasts from number 1 up to 200 are still available online. I know that there are certain podcasters who are archiving their podcasts and not making them available, but at this present time, you can still get all 200 episodes of Archer Radio. So you can go back and listen. Oh, my goodness, we have a call. Let's find out who this is from. Oh, where'd he go? There he is. Let's see. Oh, yeah. We have, where'd he go? I clicked OK. Oh, that wasn't a call. It was something to add him to my list. Give me a call. That was, oh, what's his name? John Ong's workout guy. What was his name? Oh, shoot. Well, hopefully he'll give us a call. God, and I can't remember his name. He's going to hate me. Sorry. But I think he's in Seattle. I do think that. Anyway, I was talking about going into the archives, and what I wanted to do was just play a couple seconds of a couple different shows just to, you know, go back in memory lane. And I think what I want to do first is listen to the very first episode of Archer Radio. So let's listen to this. We can always skip. You know, that's always started like this. Hello, and welcome to the first podcast of Archer Radio. I think I finally got the technical difficulties worked out and am able to create a podcast.
Oh, gosh, I remember those days.
But I went out the other day and bought a USB microphone and some headphones, and I've been playing around with some software, and I think I got it together.
Crazy times.
First thing I wanted to talk about was the different podcasts that I've been listening to lately.
Oh, yeah, let's listen and find out what I was listening to. Me.
And the first two, I'll just tell you who they are. One of them is Madge Weinstein of Yeast Radio, yeastradio.com. She describes herself as she's a bloated lesbian. She's pretty funny, and she has some good guests and talks about all kinds of things. Another one I listen to is Wanda Wisdom of Lucky Bitch Radio. She's pretty funny, too. Actually, I find her little podcast.
That could be a little boring. Let's stop that. And let's fast forward a little bit and see what I was talking about later in the show. Because it was only like 10 minutes long. Let's listen.
You'll know that I live in the D.C., Washington, D.C. area. I'm 40 years old and just basically love my Apple computers and surfing the internet and stuff like that. But anyway, you can find out more about me on my webpage.
All right. Now, that was episode number one, a little bit from episode number one. Let's go to episode 25 and see what I was talking about there. We can speed through the music first, too, because I get to change my calendars. But it's funny how, when I get up in the middle.
We have a phone call, so let's stop this, okay?
Hello? Hello.
Hello, Archer. How are you?
Hi, Andrew. How are you?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes.
I'm doing... Oh, good. I was wondering if you could hear me or not.
I can.
I'm fine, and you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Can I put your voice on the show?
Oh, sure.
Okay, good. So you are John Ong's workout guy, huh?
Yes, I am.
What's been going on with that? You haven't done that lately.
Actually, I have two shows waiting to be posted. John decided to take some time off.
That's right, because of his liver thing.
Uh-huh. And so he hasn't posted anything yet.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So, you know, this is our 200th show on Archer Radio. How long have you been listening to Archer Radio?
I don't know, probably, maybe the last 6 months or so.
Oh, cool. Very good.
John, introduced me to you.
Excellent. I love it when we have referrals. So, is there certain things that you like about Archer Radio that keep you coming back?
Yeah, I think so. It's interesting to hear things about your life. And your opinions about different things.
Okay. Yeah. That's good. I think that's because that actually makes up the majority of the show.
I just finished listening to your last show. Then you said there was supposed to be a show going on, but that was supposed to be Thursday, wasn't it?
Well, I'm recording it for Thursday. I always record the night before for the shows for the next day.
I see. Okay, so I was taking a chance.
And you did it. You hit it right on the head because I'm right in the middle of recording for the 200th show that will be posted tomorrow.
Way cool.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And I plan to keep going, too. So you get more Archer Radio to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now that you have me on the phone, do you have any questions for me?
Well, good Lord, you put me on the spot, haven't you?
You could say no. I mean, I'm just curious.
Actually, no, I don't really have any questions right now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's cool. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say hi, because I've listened to you so much that I just wanted to say hi. I feel like I know you.
Oh, that's so cool. I'm glad you did. Well, we'll have to have an extended conversation sometime where we can get to know you as a listener.
Oh, cool.
That'd Absolutely. Okay, cool. Well, let me ask you this. Do you listen to a lot of podcasts or just a couple?
I do listen to a few. I'm getting, like, swamped right now. I listen to Wonder Wisdom a lot.
Yeah.
Who else? You know, the big three.
Yes, yes. I listen to them, too.
East Radio.
Yeah.
Wonder Wisdom online podcast.
Do you listen to John's Penang Hokkien podcast?
No, I don't, mainly because I don't really understand Hokkien.
I don't either. That's why I don't listen to it.
Even though I am Malaysian.
Yes.
And I've actually lived in Penang for 7 years. I never got around to learning it, though.
Did you speak English while you were there?
Yes, I did.
Ah, okay. Let me ask you this. Are you a physical trainer by trade? Is that what you do for a living?
Absolutely not.
Oh, absolutely not. Well, you could with the body you have.
Oh, please.
I have gained weight in the last couple of weeks, so I need to start doing your little shows on John's thing. I did it the first time. I was doing push-ups when he was doing push-ups.
That's funny.
But I haven't done it since because he's only had that one other show. So when he gets back to it, I will certainly join in.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of funny, though. I guess the whole show is just tailored just for him.
Yeah. Really. That's cool.
How do I sound on that podcast? I don't really like the way I sound.
Oh, I think you sound fine. Yeah.
Really?
I'm certainly able to understand you, and I'm following right along. Yeah. No problem at all.
I sound funny, I think.
No, I think it's great. Well, listen, we're gonna move along, okay?
Okay, all right.
Thank you so much for calling. I really appreciate it, and thank you for the well wishes.
All right, take care now.
You too, and we'll talk again soon.
Definitely, bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Oh, well, that was cool. That was Andrew. I knew I recognized him when he first messaged me. That was so cool. I really appreciate that. But I see there's nobody else on Skype. Excuse me, I'm burped again. I was going over the archives, and I was going to play a little bit from show 25. So let's find out what I was talking about. And now it is officially June 1st. And I was just watching the first couple minutes of the local news. And the weatherman said that today is the beginning of meteorological. How do you say that?
I was screwed up even then.
Meteorological summer.
And so. Okay, I'm going to stop that. And look at that. I'm talking about the weather, just like I talked about the weather yesterday. I guess the weather's a major thing. Well, now let's skip to episode 50 and just take a quick couple seconds here. Of course, I hate that music. So, I mean, I don't hate the music because I use it every day, but I don't need to hear it every time. So let's just jump to, like, the six-minute mark and see what's there. I think probably since November or December, so they're much older than we are. And I think Wanda came in March. So,
I was talking about podcasting.
In the first... From December to March, or December to April, is when, like, the base core group of queercasters came about. Oh, and, of course, John Ong was on there. He was already on there already. Actually, I think he was one of the first people I emailed.
Okay, now I'll stop that. That's probably one of the major topics I talk about
over and over again is the different podcasting stuff. Now, let's jump to the infamous 75th episode. I mentioned this before when I was getting trashed by Fausto on the Eat This Hot show. Of course, since then, he's gotten his. But let's see how emotional I was. Well, let's stop the music and jump to, I don't know, let's say minute four. Let's just go there and see what I'm talking about there. For the quote-unquote critique, quote-unquote review of my podcast, I cannot figure it out. I just don't know. I'm almost at a loss of word, a loss for words, because I was kind of shocked when I heard it. And then when I started getting these emails saying, you know, why did Fausto do that? And that was mean-spirited and all that. I just like, I don't know. I don't know why he did it.
Okay, so that's enough of that. I'm sure you remember that whole fiasco. And if you don't, you can listen to episode 75 and hear that, because I was very emotional and I had to cut the podcast off because I was just, you know, I was just too upset about it. But I got over that, and as you know from the history of Eat This Hot Show, Fausto lost his position there. So, yeah. Let's go to episode 100 and see what I'm talking about there. And there's the music again, but let's skip to, I don't know, minute 18. Let's see.
What a happy meal is at McDonald's.
Oh, the boyfriend was on this one.
I'm never going to get the happy medium. Okay, back to this article. They were saying that, well, like the whole, the technology of podcasting really isn't new.
There we go again.
Able to record.
Okay, stop that. Podcasting, God, that's a reoccurring theme. I guess I'm not the only one who does that. Now let's skip to 150. The music again. Let's go to minute, 16.
Are you a second dick?
To the police. That line is destined to become a classic. Pastoring to police, I've seen a few men in blue that I'd love to pastor.
Oh,
in case you missed the news, Tulsa pastor Lenny Latham, a member of,
I think that's the Brokeback Mountain soundtrack. It is. I should be getting that DVD soon. Okay, so that's a little look into the archives of Archer Radio. Show number 1, number 25, number 50, number 75, 100, and 150. That's enough for now. So, boys and girls, I just want to thank, at this point, I want to just start thanking people. I want to thank everybody who still listens to Archer Radio. We have a very loyal fan base. We've got, we get comments from Bert, from Chaz, from Homer, from Beth, from Mike, from, oh my God, I'm going to forget people, I just know it. Lots and lots of people. We get audio comments from lots of people. We have fellow podcasters who are good, loyal listeners, like the Little Fatty Cast, Mr. Poos, a whole bunch of people. And you know, I just want to thank you all for continuing to support Archer Radio and give me feedback and comment on the website and, you know, just all of those wonderful things that you guys do. I really appreciate all of you listeners, no matter if I haven't mentioned you or not, you know who you are and you're very loyal and I appreciate it very much. So at this time, after giving my thanks and appreciation, I want to play all of the congratulation audio clips that I got. We got 14, and when I started this asking for clips, we got 3 from the international listeners, and then all of a sudden, the American audience kicked in, and we got like 11 more. So I'm going to play those now. And then that will be the end of the 200th show. So just know that Archer Radio will continue. I plan to be around for at least another year. I will say that I'm taking tomorrow off, though. You will not get a show on Friday. But just enjoy this 200th episode and know that it's for you and for me. And again, I want to thank you all very, very much for your support. And of course, feel free to leave comments, call the voice line, and email me, whatever. And as one more reminder, if you want to be a listener who gets called through Skype, just let me know and send me your phone number and we'll set up a time. So, boys and girls, until next week, thank you so much and bye.
Archer's Fest. I just wanted to call and congratulate you on your 200th show and to wish you a happy one-year anniversary to Archer Radio. I'm glad to hear that you and the boyfriend had a good time in New Orleans, and we'll talk to you later. Thank you. Bye.
Well, hello, Archer. It's Henry from Chosen Thought. I want to congratulate you on your 200th show. And I also want to say thank you to Stanislaus or Xavier. No, wait. Well, whoever the boyfriend thinks he is today, for his valuable input as well. I hope you had a great trip down to New Orleans, which is, of course, where I was born. I hope that the city is on its way back and will return to being a vital cultural center for the nation. So, hope you have another 200 at least episodes, and I look forward to each and every one of them. Take care.
Archer, it's Homer. I'm calling up to wish you a happy 200th show. I try to listen to every single one of your shows because life isn't worth living unless you're listening to Archer Radio. And I look forward to your next 200 radio shows. Okay, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Greetings to Archer and all of his listeners across the world. Wow, it seems like only yesterday it was 100 episodes and now it's 200. So congratulations, here's to hundreds and hundreds more from Andrew at isayisayisay.info. Bye-bye.
Hey Archer, it's me, Mr. Larry Vader, and I am from over at littlefatty.com. Remember me? I hope that you had a great trip, and I do want to say happy 200th show anniversary, and here at the Little Fatty Cast, we are certainly looking forward to the next 200 shows of you and Mr. Boyfriend. Congratulations again.
Hi, Archer. Hey, how's it going? It's me, Lee, from the leewardside.com. I just wanted to call and congratulate you on your 200th show. Man, what an accomplishment that is. All of your hard work and time has really paid off. I know we're all looking forward to the next 200 shows and beyond. So, Archer, again, congratulations. Well, husband's home now, Archer. I gotta go. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Archer, it's Michael Jackson calling from Dubai. Gosh, I really enjoy listening to your show over here. When I'm wearing my burqa and walking around with Prince Michael and Prince Michael II and Paris and all the other Michael Jackson children. I just wish you'd have a little few more of those teenage boys on your show. I really miss that. Anyway, I hope you have another 200 shows after this. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Hello, this is Mike from Squamish, British Columbia, Canada. I just wanted to congratulate Archer on his one-year anniversary and 200th podcast. Also wanted to say hi to Mr. Boyfriend. Hi, Mr. Boyfriend. Bye.
Hi, Archer. This is Nick in Paris. And I'm sending this message to wish you a very happy 200th podcast. Congratulations on getting to your year anniversary. And 200 podcasts is amazing for me who's starting out. It seems so far away. So all the best to you and boyfriend. And I hope you get this message well. Take care and keep on podcasting. Bye.
Makes me feel sad. This is Paul the Kitten Whisperer, and this is Archer's 200th episode. Congratulations, Archer. And today, Archer ate 200 spears of asparagus. Archer ate 200 oysters. Archer got 200 spanky poos for being so frisky after eating all those aphrodisiacs, plus one for good luck from Stanislav. Congratulations on your episodes and many more.
Hey, Eric. this is Eric. This is Eric and Eric of Fido, Jeff and Eric in Atlanta. We're sitting in the hell ride that is Atlanta traffic. We wanted to say congratulations on your 200th podcast, and I hope you have a fabulous one with it and have a good drunk with the wine, because that's my theory with wine. If it gets you drunk, then it's good wine. So, thank you for the shows. Bye, Archer.
Hey, Archer. Hey, the boyfriend. How are you guys? You put a call out for some voicemails or audio comments. Well, here's a comment from Special Delivery Mark. Why do I like listening to Archer Radio? Well, first, the voice is very soothing. I enjoy the interaction with the boyfriend that you guys do on the air. It's really cute. I love the videos. What else do I like? Everything. Yeah, you know, because I can listen to it and not be worried about being offended by something you say, because you're just an ordinary queercaster. Nothing too dramatic, nothing too crazy or outrageous. And you make me laugh. And that's the best part. You make me laugh out loud sometimes. And that's what this world needs, is more laughter and love. So, congratulations on doing this many shows, however many this is today. Whatever. And keep on listening to Special Delivery. Lipsin.com. Bye.
Hello, Archer. This is Narik sending you a message from the Madrid Underground. I'm waiting for a train because I have to go to the center of Madrid to have dinner with some friends. And I just wanted to say you congratulations for your 200th show. I hope you will have more shows so everyone can enjoy it, can enjoy them, and nothing more. Just have fun, you and the boyfriend. Bye.
Archer Radio, the only ordinary quickcast on the internet. Hi, I'm Vincent from Malaysia, the first truly international listener on Archer's Frapper Map. Congratulations, Archer, to your 200th show. It's been really great. I'm sure we can hear more good stuff from you in the future. Till then, bye!
Listening to Archer Radio.